Live.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. This is the Tuesday night edition of the show, and we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Literally anything goes on this program. Whatever's on your mind, from the political to the personal, anything. All you have to do is take control of the show at 1-800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of good stuff there, including the bulletin board system with literally hundreds of people interacting and thousands of posts for you to surf around. Over 10,000. We're probably over 11,000 by now. But there's a lot of activity there. It's all free. Everything at freetalklive.com.
The ever-expanding BBS.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. If you want more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we love the Free State Project. We talk about them all the time. We're all members. Every one of our co-hosts is members. That's including the two of us. And on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we have a third man who sits in, and that third man alternates, so that's five guys on the air who are members of the Free State Project.
Exactly right.
Get a hold of them at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Or 1-888-532-4604. Did you give that out?
I didn't give out the telephone number.
That's 1-888-532-4604. Speaking of the Free State Project, and speaking of New Hampshire, which is going to be the Free State, and is well on its way, we actually have somebody in New Hampshire. Jim is on the line. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent.
Hey. I wanted to call in, make a comment on what's been going on up here.
What's going on up there?
There's some pretty exciting things, actually.
Lay it on me.
I'm sure you've, I'm not sure where you live, but I'm sure that where you live, you've had politicians who have broken their constitutional oaths of office.
Probably almost every single one of them, I would guess.
Well,
I think that'd be a safe guess.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to do something about that up here in New Hampshire, finally. We have an RSA, which is Revised Statutes and Annotated. That's basically our general law book. And 92:2, which is one of the RSAs, says that anyone that breaks their oath of office they take, which is in our Constitution, Part 2, Article 84 of the New Hampshire Constitution, if they break the oath after taking the oath, that they shall be forthwith dismissed from their office of public trust.
So wait, it actually says this in the New Hampshire law book somewhere?
Yes. RSA 92:2.
We don't need to know where it
is.
Yeah,
we don't need to, the numbers don't matter to everybody in the other 49 states.
Sure.
But so in the New Hampshire law books, and how long has this particular statute or RSA actually been on the books?
I'm not quite sure, but it being number 92, I'm sure quite a long time.
Right. Now, has it ever been invoked?
No. A lot of people say they're going to try to invoke it, but there's actually no precedent as to how to do it. So we're kind of inventing the process.
Okay.
There were three individuals who are going to be attempting to dismiss from their office of public trust 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Really?
Oh, boy.
And how's this going to go down? How's this going to happen?
Well, we have three justices of the peace. A number of...
What is a justice of the peace?
A justice of the peace is basically a justice of the common law.
Okay.
It's someone who, the basic rights most states give them is the right to marry people, the right to notarize documents.
How do they get to be a justice of the peace?
You have to be appointed by the governor.
Okay.
In some states, you can be elected, but I know in New Hampshire, you have to be appointed by the governor.
Okay.
And
okay.
Most states usually have a requirement like one for every 5,000 people, but New Hampshire, there's an unlimited amount of them, and have as many as you want.
Do you just have
many,
to ask
as many as the governor wants?
As many as the governor wants. Yeah.
Are they appointed for life?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Got it.
So you have three of them.
We have three of them,
and they're going with you tomorrow morning.
They're
going
to be up there tomorrow morning at the Legislative Office Building in Concord, in the Capitol. And what we're going to be doing is signing three orders of dismissal. Basically,
what is that? Now, what is an order of dismissal?
It's a piece of paper they made up.
We made it up. basically.
Don't worry. All the pieces of paper that they have there in Concord,
they were all
made up too.
Right. Exactly. So we're inventing the process. Basically, what the order says, and I'm actually going to pull it up for you so you know what it says. Basically, what we're going to do with this order is have three justices of the peace, some of the state rep, some former state rep, some regular citizens, We're all going to be up there signing it. We're going to have the press there and everything as well.
Really? And now has the press actually committed to being there, or have you just kind of invited them? And
we've invited them. I know that the union leader has said that they
will
be there.
That's a major newspaper.
It sounds like it's worth being there. That's news.
Right.
I mean,
so let me see if I can find it here.
Now, my question here is now these politicians that you have with the three justices of the peace, the one representative former, and the several former representatives.
Yes.
Now, mostly the New Hampshire Underground is a libertarian organization.
Sure.
Are these what are these people as far as their political
persuasion?
I mean, are we talking about Democrats
talking
that want to get rid of Republicans or Republicans?
We're talking mainly Republicans. I know quite a few libertarians that will be coming up to sign.
Uh-huh.
And I know at least two Democrats. So
wait, there's going to be two Democrats that are going to be on your side as well?
To my understanding, yes.
Huh. Okay. So it's Democrats you want to get rid of?
No, actually, two are Democrats and one is a Republican.
Okay. At least you're being fair.
These are people who are definitely.
You should
they
have
like?
Found one more and just made it even, Steven, you know.
Yes, you know.
Are they like the? Are these three of the most anti-liberty people on in the New Hampshire legislature?
Not necessarily, and one of them's not even in the New Hampshire legislature. One of the people we're trying to get rid of, and this was something we just added to the mix within the last hour, is the governor.
Whoa! What, really?
So how did he violate his constitutional oath?
Well, I'll get into that in a moment.
Okay.
The order that we've written up basically says, and this is one, I'll read the one for the representative because we're still writing up the governor's one. It says, order of dismissal, Representative Sandra Keynes, this is one of the reps, an official order from the citizens of the state of New Hampshire regarding comments you made on the constitutionality of House Bill 665, which is a minimum wage law increase bill. A bill which you sponsored and which is not founded on the Constitution of the United of the State of New Hampshire by your own public admission.
Yeah, I was actually reading the at nhunderground.com.
Right.
I was reading one of these threads about this woman, this representative, who was it in a newspaper or something like that?
On another radio program.
On a radio program, she was being interviewed.
Right.
Someone called in to ask her to justify what she was doing, this minimum wage law.
And her exact quote was... And her exact quote was, "I don't try to justify anything constitutionally."
You've got her.
So,
I mean, you've got her by the...
So what we've done
proverbial,
is... The rest of the order says, due to your oath of office you took publicly, sire facias, pursuant to Part 2, Article 84 of the New Hampshire Constitution, we are hereby ordering that you either A, remove House Bill 665 from the House docket within 10 days following the receipt of this notice, or B, effectively remove yourself from your office pursuant to RSA 92:2.
I think that's brilliant. So you're actually giving her the opportunity to backpedal and pull the bill and keep herself in office.
And
right.
She will.
And, well, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen?
Right, we don't know. And the last part is, after 10 days that you have still not taken action regarding the above order and consider yourself forthwith removed from your Office of Public Trust in the House of Representatives pursuant to RSA 92:2.
This is the kind of stuff that needs to be going on all across the country. I'm so proud that it's happening in New Hampshire.
Same here.
People who care are standing up and doing something about what they believe in. And in our case, we believe in freedom. This woman obviously doesn't. She's going to be given the chance to make good. And, you know, the real key issue here is if she does make good, if she does pull the bill and keeps her office, she knows she's being watched like a hawk from that point on.
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has only given her an 8% pro-liberty rating.
You got your work cut out for you. Give us a call and let us know how this goes. Let us know how the coverage went. I'm excited for
I'm
you guys.
I'm trying to find out what's going on with the governor.
Yes.
Well, clue us in on that tomorrow. Jim, thank you so much for the call, man.
All right.
Great information. We're really looking forward to the details tomorrow. 1-800-259-9231. Finally, somebody doing
it's happening.
Something.
It's
right?
happening.
It is happening. It can happen. We can be free.
Yep.
For real. It just takes a little bit of effort from a lot of people. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 1-800-259-9231.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite.
Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can literally hijack the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the update section there. All you have to do is click updates and sign up, maybe take you a minute or two, and from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something new to announce about the show.
It's very exciting.
It's that simple. And, of course, just like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is absolutely, positively free. So let's get to some emails here, man, which we've had them backing up a little bit, and we don't guarantee we're going to read your emails, but you can always shoot us one at ftl@freetalklive.com. I mean, I read every email. Don't get me wrong.
We're just not going to necessarily
read them on the air.
Some of the 2 hours of very valuable broadcast time.
Exactly. So this one from Ward. He says, this is my first time listening. I enjoy the show. I'm listening via internet.
You two are jackasses.
I'm listening via internet in Kashima City, Ibaraki, Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
I agree that there should be no property rights laws, and I think he means intellectual property rights.
In a free society, an author, because we've been talking about that over the past few days, in a free society, an author, for example, would certainly have the right to require his or her customers to enter into a contract limiting the use of the book to personal use of the material therein.
I don't think that's going to work.
No, I don't think so either.
Any more than limiting a... you know, the software manufacturers, by opening this box, you have agreed to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's
not so much.
Doesn't have an effect. It would achieve, he says it would achieve the same thing as the copyright laws, which is virtually nothing, but would be consensual between the parties and not forced on them by the state. Okay, yeah, he's right.
You could try to enforce it. I mean,
it would be a preferred situation, but it really wouldn't be any different than what we have today in that we've got copyright laws and no one cares.
Right.
Well, you open up the software package, and nobody cares. And nobody's... The idea that you would put somebody in jail for doing it is just crazy. The idea that you would put somebody in jail for stealing a book.
In a civil suit, no one goes to jail. I think maybe that's what he's saying. In a civil suit, you have liens set against you.
You'd have to make good.
You do, or you just live in poverty, or manage to avoid actually having funds some point in your life.
He goes on to say, in my view, a free society would also not have corporations, as those are creatures of the state and receive special protection and privileges that individuals do not.
I'm kind of the same opinion. Like, corporations are ways to hide. You know what I mean?
It's a state-created entity. He's absolutely right about that. I mean, if it weren't for the government, we wouldn't have corporations, period, because it's a concept that was created by the government. So instead of corporations, we just have businesses. We just have businesses.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sole proprietorships, partnerships.
It'd just be your business. Or, yeah, if you have a partnership, then that's a contract between you and another individual.
Mainly the reason people go into corporations is to protect themselves from litigation.
Is that right?
As you know as well as I do.
Limited liability corporation? That kind of thing?
That's a limited liability company.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but corporations insulate you to some extent from, you know, if you have a construction company and you... do something wrong, then they can sue the corporation, but they can't, in fact, go after all of your assets.
Right, they can't get the head of said corporation, necessarily.
And that part of that makes sense, because it could, the way, as litigious as we are in this society currently, it could stifle business a great deal by not having corporations. If you had to worry about...
it's government that has gotten us to the point where we are so litigious. The court system encourages it because the people have no... it's not a loser-paid system in the United States. So
right.
I can bring a lawsuit against Manwich for whatever the hell I damn well please, and it's going to ruin your life because if you can't afford to defend yourself, you know, if you can't afford to lay down... $10,000 to hire an attorney or whatever the going rate is to defend yourself, you're SOL. You can't do anything about it. And if the judge decides to throw out the case, we've still gone through this tremendous process, this hassle, taking your time, taking your money. If it was a major case, like if I said, Manwich, you raped my children. I'm suing you.
For wrongful raping.
Right. And then the newspaper gets a hold of that story and says, talk show host sued for raping children. Front page article. I mean, it's gone ahead and ruined your entire career at that point.
Pretty much.
It doesn't matter if the judge says, this is frivolous, this is BS, I'm throwing it out. And you are then vindicated by the judge, but you're not vindicated in the court of public opinion.
Wouldn't you be able to file a countersuit at that point in that, like... slanderous of a loss.
Oh, sure, I'm sure you could, but again, you're getting tied up in this nasty situation that only exists because the people that levy lawsuits against others, they know they're insulated. They know they've got nothing, no risk. It's a no-risk kind of a thing. You can just levy lawsuits against as many people as you want to. Throw them out there.
Maybe as well.
Yeah, it's basically...
Some of them are bound to come back.
Well, it's basically like throwing things against the wall and hoping they stick, that sort of a thing. So what if the judge denies half of your suits? If half of them go through and then 1% of them gets a win,
you never work again.
Right.
Many corporations just go ahead and negotiate with the sewer. Because it's cheaper than taking it to court and winning.
Yeah, absolutely. If you sue Walmart...
But if there's a loser pay system, then people have... Then, in fact, the lawyers would take... many cases on spec, you say, but You know, you go to the, I go to the lawyer, hat in my hand, and say, I don't have any money for an attorney, but this guy's accused me of raping his kids, and I didn't do it. And at some point or another, some lawyer will say, yeah, I'll take your case because...
It's called pro bono.
It wouldn't be pro bono. No, it wouldn't be free.
Okay.
He would be taking it on spec.
Got it.
Because if he wins the case, the lawyer wins the case, then he gets all of his fees paid by the loser.
And plus, if you actually have a legitimate complaint, I mean, if you really were wronged by some, let's say, a company, I don't know, you slipped and fell, and it was definitely the company that was at fault.
Mm-hmm.
If it's really just an egregious kind of a situation, and it definitely deserves to be brought to court, you'll also be able to find a lawyer who will be able to take that to court as well. Instead of just on the defense side, you also could come to a lawyer and say, look, I got no money. I can't hire you. I'm hurting. I just had this accident. Look, here's what's happening.
That's what happens already.
Okay, yeah, it does happen, but it would be the lawyers would be more choosy, I guess, about what they go ahead and say. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, let's take that.
Well, yeah, they'd be very choosy because right. they'd be like, because they could lose.
They would look at it and say, sorry, you have no case,
mm-hmm.
or this is great case, solid evidence. Let's take it. You're going to win. I'm confident. Mm-hmm. So it would really it'd be the fix, a huge fix for the Justice Department.
It would be, and they're scared to implement that because they say that would cause poor people, quote-unquote, not to bring suits against rich people, because...
They are lying, because if the poor people have a decent case, there you go. It's there.
Yeah.
They won't have a problem finding a lawyer to bring that case. So, it all depends on what evidence.
They are the ones that are trying to get poor people to gamble on the lottery, and your chances in the justice system would still be a lot better.
That's true. if people... finally, with Ward's email here, he says, if people wish to enter into a business which issues stock to finance its activities, that would be fine, but they would not get the state-imposed shelter. And he says, what do you think? Well, I think we just told you what we think. And Ward, thank you for listening from all the way over in Ibaraki, Japan.
Wherever Ibaraki might be.
It's Kashima City, wherever that is. And we are so proud to have an international listening audience here on Free Talk Live, spreading the word of freedom and liberty around the world. Of course, this is your show. And if you want to call in and tell us that socialism is the best system, go ahead. Give us a ring, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes on this show. There's no limitation on the topics that you can bring up. Again, toll free, 800-259-9231. We got more coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Today, class, we'll study the elements of the periodic table. Forget that, teacher. Let's get under the hood with a real-life chemistry lab. When I come back, we'll experiment. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Close the chemistry books. Here's a real-world lesson in nitrous oxide. Before jet propulsion, nitrous oxide was used to increase airspeed in World War II Allied aircraft. Then later developed as a racing application, this compound provides a powerful boost at around 570 degrees Fahrenheit when it splits, feeding more combustion-friendly oxygen to an engine while increasing fuel injection. The result? Greater horsepower and a rocket ride. Now, class, your homework is to memorize this. The street is a dangerous place to mix this explosive combination, drinking and driving. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whatever it might be, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, whether it be a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of an issue or an agenda that you want to push on the air, we'll let you through. All you need to do is give our call screener your name, where you're calling from, and what you want to talk about. One word's enough. And then also how you're listening to the show. We'll put you on hold, put you on the air. It's that simple. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there, the last 6 days' worth of the show. As a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's no
membership
card,
fee. You know,
no credit card required.
Normally charge $6.95 for these on most of the talk show sites.
Per month.
Per month.
For you, it's a big fat zero.
Big old zero.
So go get them. FreeTalkLive.com.
Putting the free in Free Talk Live.
And we're podcasting them as well. One of the top 10 podcasts in the world right now, according to PodcastAlley.com. But we need your help. If you're listening to this right now and you're near a computer, go to FreeTalkLive.com and click Vote for FTL. It's right there next to the What's New section.
Yeah, go and vote for us because I'm tired of trying to get my mom to do it.
It will only take you a minute to vote for Free Talk Live, and it would help us out immensely. Help us get new listeners, because being on that top 10 list helps new people come to Free Talk Live every single week. And new people listening to Free Talk Live means more people finding out that there are other choices out there in the world besides being a Republican or being a Democrat. You don't have to choose one of those two options. There is freedom, and we want it. Anyway, Manwich, what's going on in Massachusetts right now?
Apparently,
or rather not going on.
the director of the Department of Labor is getting a little scrutiny here. This is such a well-written article, I'm just going to read it from the top.
Okay.
It's late morning on a brisk
day. Where's it from?
I got it from off of fark.com, okay. But it says boston.com.
Okay.
Boston Globe.
Credit where credit's due.
Yeah. It's late morning on a brisk day in downtown Boston. And Angelo R. Bonopane?
Whatever.
Just go with Bonopane. The state's director of the Department of Labor steps out of his office building. He looks right. He looks left. In front of him, behind him. Then Bonopane starts strolling up Washington Street, returning to work 40 minutes later with a shopping bag from one of his favorite haunts, Fellini's basement. An hour later, Bonopane emerges from his office again. This time he heads for a 2-hour and 12-minute lunch in his North End home. He didn't go out with a client or to woo, you know, a potential voter or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Went home. 2 hours,
for
12
two
minutes.
Hours.
Nap time. Can you tell? Nap time?
I suppose traffic's pretty bad in Boston. You have to get, probably takes a while to get home.
Could be.
Or he lives around the corner.
He could live around the corner, make himself a PB&J, and take a nap.
Right.
Bonopane returns to the office for 37 minutes. Then heads home again. Total work time, 3 hours, 14 minutes. It's another short day for Bonopane, the highly paid, highly connected appointee of Governor Mitt Romney. Bonopane's work days average 2 hours, 51 minutes, according to the Globe reporters who observed him over a series of days during February and March.
They staked him out.
They staked him out.
That's great.
Now, this is what reporters are supposed to do.
Yes.
On many days, he doesn't come in at all. And, of course, that has to run down his average, by the way. Romney appointed Bonopane to a newly created job after Bonopane campaigned vigorously for him in 2002. I don't know what that means. Donating generously to his campaign and helping to orchestrate an election eve rally for Romney in the North End featuring former New York Mayor Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
But the $108,000 a year post has no obvious duties.
Really?
Yeah. Bonapane seldom comes to work for more than a few hours, takes frequent vacations. 7.5 weeks last year, that was him.
With a name like Department of Labor, you'd think that he's swinging a hammer all day long.
He's already been on for 3.5 weeks for the first 3 months of this year.
He's been on?
He's been on vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last week, a spokesman for the Secretary of Economic Development, Ranch C. Kimball, to whom Bonaparte reports, could not provide a description of Bonapane's duties. Nice gig, huh? You help. I mean, why couldn't the libertarians get elected and give me a nice $108,000 a year appointed
position? Because they'd cut you. They'd cut that position.
Yeah, libertarians really don't believe in that crap. They want to shrink the size of government. But apparently, the old governor here, Mitt Romney, wants to grow it. Just for his cronies.
He's in Massachusetts.
But it doesn't matter what state he's in.
They all want to do it.
Now, maybe some of them aren't quite as blatant as
others. They want even more in Massachusetts.
But the evidence is Republicans want to grow the government just as much as Democrats.
And this is so typical of bureaucrats and their job descriptions. Mm-hmm. We'll get back into more of this. So it's your show. You take control. Like James in Montana. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to know what you guys think about these online dating services.
I think they're great.
You do?
Sure. I think they're definitely worth trying.
Well, I tried one a while ago.
And what happened?
It just seems like a lot of the women on there are just kind of there because, and they're
because
not.
What?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem, in my experience, it didn't seem like they were looking for anything.
So they're not necessarily looking for dates, they're looking for a friend or something?
Yeah, I guess.
Sometimes the online dating services will specify what someone is looking for. You know, they'll specify if someone is looking for pure sex, if they're looking for a relationship, if they're looking for a friendship, or just like some sort of contacts.
I've seen a lot of those. And then there's that eHarmony that I've seen advertised. Now, you got to pay for that.
Yes, you have to pay big for that. It's cheap compared to a lot of the local matchmaking companies that are out there.
All right.
Like, you know, It's Just Lunch. I'm not sure what they pay, but I'm just explaining, you know, some of the local ones. There's Personals.
Yeah.
Personal Encounters or something like that. I can't remember. But eHarmony's cheap compared to them.
I think the personal ones, like you just talked about, where you actually meet the people, are better.
You mean an in-town one?
Yeah.
Like a local one?
May be.
Maybe so.
I would also encourage
James.
Right now?
Yeah.
I Uncle Sam pays for my survival.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Are you unwell?
I am a disabled veteran.
There you go.
So you don't get out much then?
Oh, I get out.
You do get out. Well,
yeah,
what do you
I
go out?
I have a 12-year-old daughter that I take care of.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you get out and do?
Oh, I do. Well, other than things with my daughter, I go over to my grandmother's house and I take care of her and we travel and.
Well, now here's an interesting question.
Okay.
When it comes to guys and dating and women, guys don't tend to, at least single guys, not all of them are attracted to women with kids. How does it work the other way around? You've got a 12-year-old daughter. Do you find that might actually help you attract interested women?
I haven't noticed any difference.
I've noticed there are sites, websites called, I think, Moms Meet Dads, .com, which...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a...
Women out there who are looking for a man who, because the common misconception of a lot of guys is they knock some girl up and then they leave and then that's
right.
it.
Right.
You are somebody who has stuck with it. You've got your daughter. You've got possession of her and you take care of her. I think that there's probably a lot of women out there that respect that.
Yeah,
man.
Could be. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I think that's attractive to women.
I think a lot of the things I found on that one site was that women would start a conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'd view them, it would show that who's viewed you and such.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd IM me or whatever, or email me.
Well, that's always a good thing. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. I mean, James, I say keep at do both, you know. It can't hurt unless you're dirt poor to go out of both ways, locally and online. One thing's for sure, you'll have fun doing it. James, thanks for the call, man. Good call. 1-800-259-9231, toll free. 800-259-9231. Internet dating is an interesting topic, and if you've got any stories, feel free. Otherwise, we'll get back to this worthless bureaucrat. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join the fun online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent their photos in to be included in the Shrine, and we have three very distinct categories within the Shrine.
Yes, we do.
First is the validated section. Those are ladies who have sent in photos with them holding up a sign of some sort that references Free Talk Live, so we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are absolutely listeners.
Now, they're at the top of the page. They get prime billing.
Exactly. Then there's the regular Shriners. And most of the regular Shriners are only regular because they've been listening for a couple of years before we created the validated option.
Mm-hmm.
It's just women who've sent us their photo. They're not necessarily proving anything in the photo, but we appreciate it nonetheless, so they're on the Shrine. And then the final section is the Hall of Shame, which is the section for those who have tried to fake us out over the years. And we just kind of have preserved them.
Pictures of women who are, in fact, big fat guys.
No, there's one of them who actually is a female, but not who she claimed to be.
It wasn't her picture.
Right. 1-800-259, and the other one was actually not a fat guy, but a young teenage guy who could do a teenage girl voice very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You haven't looked at it? You should go look at it.
Oh, I know the pictures, I just don't know. I mean,
Jenna, a black and white photo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she looks like she's 18.
And he faked it out with a
faked us out. Yeah, he sounded like he was a girl.
I did not know that.
Well, we caught him though. He actually admitted to it a year later. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. So, man, which tell me more about this worthless waste of life bureaucrat that we have in Massachusetts.
Mr.
State of Massachusetts.
Bono Payne.
He's the head of the Department of Labor in Massachusetts, which, again, makes it sound like he's out there on construction sites, working right alongside with the, you know, the construction crews to make sure they're doing their thing right and checking out all the labor jobs. And
in fact, he's his work week averages 3 hours and 14 minutes. Yep, he doesn't work so hard, his job. Well, anyway,
they staked the guy out.
Right, but the Boston Globe staked him out, found out that his work week is basically 3 hours and 14 minutes long. Mm-hmm. His boss, when interviewed, could not, in fact, identify what his duties were. So he was probably, you know, making personal calls and all kinds of other stuff.
Sure,
on this,
surfing the web.
On the and he gets paid $108,000 a year. One of his duties was, in fact, that for the governor, Mitt Romney, he was a big campaign contributor and big campaigner for old Mitt. Mm-hmm. And this job, this $108,000 a year job, it's just a little thank you from Mitt, apparently.
Sure.
So last week, a spokesman for the Secretary of Economic Development, Branch C. Kimball, to whom Bonaparte reports, could not provide a description of Bonapane's duties. In an interview this week, Bonapane defended his work habits. Everything is on the up and up. Everything is accounted for, he said. Any hour I get paid for, I work for it. I don't steal from the state. Ask the governor if I'm doing my job.
He said nothing there. Every hour I get paid for, I work for? You don't get paid by the hour, dude. You get $108,000 a year, regardless of whether you show up or not.
Yes. Mr. Bonapane, telling big old stories, am I right?
Uh-huh.
Told that he had been repeatedly observed working days of only 3 hours. Bonapane said, "That's impossible." However, the Globe reporters on 19 days during February and March tracked Bonapane's comings and goings. On 8 of those days, the reporters were able to record down to the minute each time he arrived at his Washington Street office and each time he left. On the other days, reporters were able to observe him for part of the day. The average hours worked for the 8 fully documented days was 2 hours 51 minutes.
And like you said, he could have been in there having sex with his secretary, surfing the web, making phone calls.
Yeah, I could screw around for 2 hours and 51 minutes, just doing nothing. The longest he has worked for was 4 hours and 5 minutes. Lunches were especially long, always at least 2 hours and sometimes more than 3. Mm. On 2 of the 8 days, Bonapane left at lunchtime, did not return.
It's too bad they didn't catch something really nasty going on, like, you know, the secretary coming in and coming out looking a little bit ruffled.
Disheveled?
Right.
Perhaps, I don't know, the cocaine deliveries to the front door?
Ooh, that would be good.
Confronted about the short days, Bonapane acknowledged he is frequently out of the office. But he's available by phone, he said, and he often goes home at lunch to tend to his wife, who he said is sick.
Oh,
yeah, I'm afraid so.
She'll be sick for until the end of his job, most likely. It is disgusting, man, which that this goes on. And this is not an isolated incident.
No, not by any...
I think that's the most important thing to note here. This guy collecting $108,000 a year of Massachusetts taxpayers' money.
Yep. That's
living
a nice,
large.
Nice living.
Yeah. He's living large. He's buying lunch every day, going out for 3 hours at a time to go to lunch. This happens in every state in this union, mm-hmm. and it doesn't just happen with the director of labor or whatever his name was. Just because he has a somewhat high-sounding position doesn't mean that he's one of the only people doing this. Even the low-level bureaucrats have it easy. I used to know, there used to be a guy we worked with at the old radio station we worked at.
Yes,
Scott the Burnout. nice guy and everything. He got a job with the citrus department here in Florida.
Yes.
He was an inspector, and his job was to drive around to the different citrus fields mm-hmm. and inspect the oranges or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his job requirement was that he have a certain number of miles on his vehicle every day, because that apparently proves that he was doing something.
Yes.
So all he did was maybe once a week he'd show up at a citrus place and actually do something. But for the rest of the week, he would literally just be driving around, smoking weed, driving around, and that's it. Getting paid, collecting.
I knew somebody who had the same job, did the same thing.
$35,000 a year, or however much that is. It's all like that. Government needs to be brought to a close because it's worthless. It's a waste of life. It's a waste of time. These people could all be doing things that are productive. They really, they have that potential.
Need to come to an end.
It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, so still plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever you want. That's the point of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's right. You can literally hijack the airwaves here any moment just by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the live streaming available for you. So if you're out of one of the listening areas that we have around the country, you can always listen online at freetalklive.com. Be sure you go and check that out.
Don't miss a minute of Free Talk Live.
No, indeed, don't miss a minute. So, again, we'll talk to you about absolutely anything. And here's something fresh off the presses. Young man arrested, age 16, John Pompey is his name. He was arrested for setting off smoke bombs, and I suppose that could be a bad thing. I mean, setting off a smoke bomb could make someone kind of feeling ill if they inhaled some of that noxious fumage.
I guess, I don't know, setting off smoke bombs? I mean, it sounds like a young man's thing to do. I had lots of them. I'd get on, you know, around 4th of July, we'd get fireworks on the way down from South Carolina every year. And then
that's one thing to set it off in the middle of a field. It's another thing to set it off in a school bathroom.
Ooh, yeah, that's... I mean, it's not a good thing. I would also
He has been arrested. His name's John
arrested?
John
it
Pompei.
It seems to me that that's a suspension thing to me.
Police said he put two smoke bombs inside a tin box about the size of a shoebox. An incense fuse called a punk was attached to the smoke bombs through a puncture in the tin box. Police said the device was lit and left in a bathroom stall. A teacher discovered the device and immediately notified the principal. Students were confined to their classrooms for over 2 hours as bomb-sniffing dogs patrolled the hallways. That's a little frightening, isn't it?
It's frightening.
Having bomb-sniffing dogs patrol your school hallways?
It is, in fact, frightening.
Colony Police Chief Steve Heider said, quote, "This is a very serious thing. You have to understand, with school safety and the school setting, this actually falls under the Patriot Act."
Oh, God.
"We'll be looking at federal charges in addition to state and local charges. So, do we want to call it a prank? No. This is a very serious, unforgiving act by someone who was hell-bent, obviously, on obstructing the school process."
You know, I wonder, do they have pranks in Israel? I mean, do kids play pranks in high school in Israel? Because America has a long history of high school and college pranks.
Sure.
These were considered at one point to be, while annoying, to be at least something that, you know, schools dealt with on a
individual
basis.
Give the kids some in-school suspension.
Sure.
You
made him
Saturday
scrub
school.
Made him scrub the bathroom with a toothbrush. You know, whatever it is that you did, you punished him in-house. Now it's a federal crime to set a smoke bomb off in a school bathroom?
We'll be looking at federal charges.
I don't know who this guy is, but I wish that this jackass would consult me about the use of my tax dollars in prosecuting this kid.
He
set off a freaking smoke bomb.
He's already facing a...
And he isn't the one who walked the damn dogs through the school. It was the cops.
He's already facing a charge of felony for placing a false bomb in the first degree and two misdemeanor charges. And again, they're considering federal charges. Of course, if he's actually brought up on Patriot Act charges, hopefully we'll hear about it and let you know. But this is how insane it's getting in this country. 1-800... Oh, and the Patriot Act's coming up for renewal. We can talk about that coming up. You could control the show as well. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...